What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, so now with IU Indianapolis, not IUPUI anymore, IU Indianapolis Jaguars, Coach Paul Cassaro here. We on the Boss Man Show. Coach, what's up, man, over there at NIFS, man? What's up, brother?
How you doing, man? Nice to meet you and having me on the show. Appreciate it.
I'm doing good, man. So enjoying a nice summer day here, getting ready for this NBA draft here with the Hawks with the number one pick, man. So just see what's going to happen, my brother.
I hear that, man. Hopefully, my Pacers can add to what they did this year, man. I like the direction our team is going here in Indianapolis.
Hey, I'm cheering for you guys. You know, remember the former Hawks coach, Lloyd Pierce, is on staff there. So that's why I cheer for the Pacers, yeah, because I know Lloyd Pierce very, very well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, they had a great year.
Then going to Tennessee State, I know Aaron Easton from Vanderbilt very well and Ben Shepard with the Belmont. So the pictures on that staff for me and the players. So I definitely can keep an eye on them patients for sure, brother. the coach, I'm asking you, man, for you, man, how cool is it to be able to come back, stay in your hometown, Indianapolis? Coach, are you in Indianapolis as this school changes its name and looks to build upon its new tradition here has been IUI now? PU's gone.
Yeah, you know, I'm really excited. Obviously, I've been a head coach, but it's my first time being a Division I head coach, you know, so that's awesome. But to be able to do it in my hometown, you know, I'm from Indianapolis. I'm an Indianapolis guy through and through. To not have to leave, be around my family, I'm very prideful in our city. And, you know, as everybody knows, Indiana's a basketball state. You know, people love basketball here in Indiana. To be in the capital city of Indiana and Indianapolis, sports city, it's the right time to come in. You know, we have a new direction with our athletic director, a new chancellor at our school. And with us going to IU Indianapolis and not being IUPUI, Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, there's no longer a share between Indiana and Purdue. We are in sole possession of Indiana University. There's been a commitment by the president of Indiana University, President Witten. She wants our program to be successful. So I just think that getting this job at this time, you know, with my familiarity with the city, it seemed like the stars aligned. And I think that this is the right time for this program to take that next step. It's a new era, and we're ready to rock and roll.
And Coach, for you, man, for those who don't understand, talk about the difference between D2 and D1 for us recruiting and the rules and the scholarships. For people who don't really understand the difference between D1 D2, how's it a little different here than it is down in D2?
Yeah, so basically, you know, you're still dealing with scholarships either way. But in Division I, you have 13 full scholarships, and it's all or nothing. You can't give partials in Division I basketball. You know, Division I men's and women's basketball, women's volleyball, and men's football are the only sports in all divisions that are all or nothing scholarships. There's no partial, and it's all athletic aid. So right now, like if I give a kid a scholarship, it's a full scholarship, and I get 13 of them. Now I have a roster of 16, and, you know, 15 or 16, and two or three of those will be just walk-ons where they're not getting athletic aid. So that's kind of how that works. In Division II, you get 10 full scholarships, but you can break them up. So you can get a kid to a full scholarship by, hey, I'm going to give you 50% athletic money, 50% academic money, or, hey, 40-40, and 20% you get financial aid, which gets you that full scholarship. So you're almost like you're packaging together. So at the University of Indianapolis, I could get 15, 16 guys on my roster all on full ride if I recruited high academic kids, because I could kind of package them together and, you know, get them up to 15, get them up to full scholarships. But it was a unique way of doing it. You had to get creative. You're almost playing GM at the Division II level. Hey, like, how much do I have to pay you to come play for me in terms of scholarship money? You know, because that's kind of the way it's working at Division II. Yes. And you kind of have a salary cap. Like, hey, you know, you say it's $40,000 a year to go to school there, 10 full scholarships. You have $400,000 to work with. So that's kind of how it's at Division II. Division I, it's just, hey, it doesn't matter where you go. It's a full scholarship or not. And so that's really the main difference. But in terms of dealing with scholarship guys, you know, the sell, the pitch, you know, what you're looking for, there's not a whole lot of differences there. And I've been at the Division I level. I was an assistant at Purdue Fort Wayne for 2 years. So, you know, have head coaching experience, have mid-major Division I basketball experience. So, you know, there's a lot of commonalities as well, which has made the transition pretty easy.
And also for you, Coach Ben, this new area of transfer portal, I call it speed dating. So how is it trying to vet a young man to figure out he really is interested in the team, not just his own personal gain and getting a little money on the side here? So how do you kind of bet that in that quick speed dating process to know it's truly the right fit for you and your staff, man?
Hey, man, it is speed dating. I'll tell you what, one of the kids I signed, it came down to kind of the final hour, and I knew he liked us. I knew we liked him, but we hadn't known each other very long. And I could sense that he might have wanted to go on another visit or something like that. But, you know, I had another guy coming in his position, but I was only taking one more guy in that position. So I was very honest. I go, hey, I'm going to listen. I'm going to give it to you like this. So I know you like our school. We really want you. You know, it's a business. We start workouts here in 2 or 3 weeks. I said, I'm going to give you this, this example here. I said, listen, I love my wife. I've been blessed to be married for 2 years. I said, if I would have been like, honey, I really like you, but I'm going to see what else is out there. Like, man, how you think that would have gone? And he's like,
you wouldn't be married right now.
I said, I want to be married right now, dude. So I said, when you know, you know, and that's kind of what I'm telling you right now. I said, I got a visit in 2 days. For the same position, I can cancel that visit right now, or I can bring that kid in, and you and I ain't going to be married, brother. So that's what I told him, and you know what? He's on my roster right now. He understood just fine.
Yeah, hey, yeah, that's because are you going to spoil your offer? Okay, fine. Okay, screw you then.
Yeah, so I said, man, if I would have sat down like, hey, honey, I'm really thinking about proposing to you, but I need about 2 more weeks just to see what else is out there. I don't think that would have gone very well.
Not at all, man. I feel you on that, Coach. I do feel you. And, you know, Coach, this summer, man, having a new roster, you have it, man. So how much do you go between team concepts and personal development for the players? Because I know it's kind of tricky when it's your first year. Got to hold your roster together, how to kind of get this thing to find the right balance of this as you prepare this summer to get ready for the fall and then November 4th when things tip off.
Yeah, it's a fine line, you know. And that's what I'm trying right now to work through. We actually, it's funny that we're talking today. We had our first on-court workout last night as a team, and we have our second one tomorrow. So, you know, it's got to be a good balance. You know, you want to develop the players and you want to make them better. That's what the summer's all about. However, I have a whole new roster. You know, I have 16 new guys. Now, five of them I was lucky enough to bring with me from my previous stop. So there's some synergy there. But getting everybody on board is important. So I'm trying to come up with unique ways to incorporate skill development as we teach what we do. You know, so like last night it was a lot of shooting, a lot of ball handling and creative finishes. But we put them in actions and movements that they're going to see within our offense. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now is how do you combine the two to get our guys better, but also accelerate the learning of the team concepts so we're ready to go and compete.
You got to be glad that me and you about the same age. We don't have to worry about that October 15th no more. We can actually touch them in the summertime.
Absolutely.
You'd be screwed to be October 15th in this class.
Man, we'd be in trouble. I'll tell you that much. this is good. You know, like I everyone says, you know, burnout and all that kind of stuff. That's on the coach to avoid burnout. My job is when March and April comes around to make sure the guys are still excited to be here and stuff. But you know, hoopers want to hoop. You know, like you're not just going to sit around and not do anything all summer. So I think it's good to give these guys. We're able to, you know, put them on scholarship and, you know. Give them their room and board checks and give them a place to stay and food in their stomachs and money in their pockets. So I think being able to take care of these guys in the summer, I think it's been a great rule change.
Now for you, Coach, how much is your phone level blowing up, man, when you've been a first year head coach? I think are you won't be that good. So tell me about that, Coach.
Well, I mean, we're just gonna have to wait and see, you know, We have expectations here in our program, high expectations. The expectation is to win. And I said it in my interview and, you know, I'll say it publicly, we will win and, you know, we're going to win quickly. You know, we're going to do it the right way. But we're going to change, the perception of what IUPUI was. And as we move forward to IU Indianapolis, we're going to make our city and our university proud. And, you know, like I said, it is a new era. So I don't really concern myself with what other people think. I tend to think that if 90% of the world feels one way, usually the 10% is right. Most people don't know what they're talking about. So,
no doubt, man. No doubt, man. Ignore
the noise.
I tell you what, man, you know what's crazy about it? I know how these guys, I've been somewhere in meetings, scheduling meetings, they all, let's do high. Let me call that guy. So I can only imagine how that stuff is. But you're right, man. I've always been the rep. I've always,
yep.
When it gets against the grain, like, you think this, I'm going that way.
and you know what? That's fine. People can say what they want, but I really believe in the players we have, the staff we've put together. I have great administrative support, and the time is now. And, you know, we're going to do it.
No doubt, my man, my guy. Let me ask you this, man, for you, at what point in your career, man, did you decide that you wanted to get into coaching? I know for me, I chose to be in the media. I just knew the way my mouth is off the air, it probably would get me in trouble. But for you, man, when did you decide that you wanted to, you know, make this your life's passion, being a coach, man, giving back to kids that way, man?
You know, it's funny that you asked that. I love playing. I was a two-sport athlete. I played Division II basketball and Division II football. And I love sports. I love competing. But I never really saw myself coaching. When I was playing, I graduated early. I was halfway through my MBA. It was a two-year program. And my senior year, I got done with year one. And I was actually intending on going to law school. After I graduated from undergrad, my coach at the time, Stan Girard, who's now the head coach of Southern Indiana, he came to me and said, "Hey, listen, I know you're planning on going to law school, but you still have another year of your MBA. I have a GA spot open. Why don't you defer your enrollment for law school? Why don't you come GA for me? I'll pay for the second year of your MBA and then go to law school." And that JD MBA combination is a pretty pretty lethal combination in the business world. I was like, you know, that sounds good, you know, and be around basketball and in the program that I played for and all that kind of stuff. And so I did that and I got my MBA, but man, I enjoyed coaching so much that year. I never looked back. You know, he had a full-time spot come open that next year and he was like, hey, listen, it's open if you want it. And I said, you know what? I think this is what I want to do. So that's honestly how I got into coaching. You know, was offered an opportunity to finish my master's degree. And while doing that, I just loved it.
Yeah, Stan's a great guy, man. I love having him on the show, man. We have great chats when he comes on the show, man. So great guys. I tell him all the time, I said, man, Evansville a little far from Atlanta, but for you, I'll do it, man.
he's one of my favorites. He and I are like family. I played for him. I worked for him. And we still talk to this day. And we're actually, you know, like I said, we stay in contact quite often. I owe him a lot, probably out of, you know, your family members. No one's had a bigger impact on me in my life than him.
No doubt. And for you, man, let me ask you this, man, being an Indianapolis guy, man, seeing the Pacers run their head in the playoffs, man, make you happy. Seeing when that AR shoulders getting healthy, man, with the Colts, man, how excited are you about Indianapolis sports right now, man, with the Colts and the Pacers, man, on the rise? It's like you on the rise, man.
It's the place to be. I'm telling you, Indianapolis is a sports city. You know, Anthony Richardson, we got Tyrese Halliburton. You know, we just hosted the NBA All-Star Game. Right now, the U.S. Olympic trials are in Lucas Oil Stadium here in Indianapolis. You know, they put a pool right in the middle of a football stadium, so there tons of people can go watch it. I mean, it's awesome. You know, we get the Final Four every 5 years. You know, it's a big time place to be, and people really care about sports here. So it's just been it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing, and you know, we want to be the next thing that this city talks about.
And I shouldn't mean this on the air, but I always park at Nips and walk down to Lucas Oil Stadium.
Hey, man. Yeah. Thing is, though, on Sundays, they're no one over at Nips. And we probably shouldn't say that because they're going to up their security now. Get them tickets.
That's what I'm saying. I'll walk to the park and go.
It's a great spot to park. There's no doubt about it.
I dip around New York and just dip out, and I'm on back on the highway.
That's a beautiful walk too on a nice day. So that's good.
You got there. I forget who the coach played last year. It was like Sleeton or something. That walk was terrible that day. I forget who they played, but I remember it was Sleeton, mixing cold. I was like, Lord, because I'm up in Atlanta. I don't have cold weather gear. I was.
Yeah, I don't remember what game that was, but you know, that Indianapolis weather, you know, it's either great or terrible. There's nowhere in between. It's not like Atlanta where we got that warmth all year.
Yeah, you got there right, man. It's 9:23, it's 81 degrees and humid and getting hotter. Yes, sir. Well, Coach, man, good to meet you, man, having the show, man. So I'm happy for you, man. If anything I do for you, let me know. I do come to Indianapolis a lot as well because Colts and the Pacers, like I told you, man. So want to see you come on out off and see you, man, and help me out sometime. And if you come down to the live period for the Georgia for live period, I'll be here, man, at Lake Point and I'll run the city, brother.
I'll tell you what, I will be there in the live period. So let's make a point to connect. And when you come to Indianapolis, let's go out and get something to eat. It's on me. Okay.
Sounds good, brother. I'll get your number offline, my guy. It was fun to chat with you, brother.
All right, nice meeting you. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye bye.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers. including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.